Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Text of the second lesson. St. Paul trying to relate to the people that are around him how he sees the church with the understanding of how they see it. And he reveals very pointedly how the others see what he calls what we hope in. The Greeks seek wisdom, and the Jews want signs. So these are the people that Paul's dealing with, who are the ones who are not the believers. They're the ones from which the church has come, but they are ones who have great difficulty with what it is, what it says, and how it speaks. They demand, the Jews demand signs. Prove it to us. Prove this is what it is. Prove that you're the Son of God. Prove that you have the right to say these things. Prove to me that you have the right to forgive sins, because I don't believe anything you say. You don't do it the way we want it done. You don't do it the way we teach. You've heard it. You've been taught, but you still don't do it. You still don't do it. And then the Greeks, they want wisdom. It's got to make sense. It's got to go together. You got to have a pile here and a pile there. They got to go together to make a nice, clean, straight wall. It's all got to make sense in the end, because I'm not going to believe it if it doesn't make sense. And so what are we doing? To the Jews, we're preaching the crucifixion of Christ, a stumbling block to them. And to the Gentiles, faith, trust, understanding of things that you don't know and can't put your hand on. So what has the church done? It preaches Jesus Christ, crucified and resurrected. But the crucifixion of Christ is a stumbling block to the Jews because they didn't understand who he was, much less what difference it made whether he was crucified or not. They wanted him crucified. They wanted him out of there. They wanted him out of their hair. They didn't want to hear from him. They didn't want to hear about him. They didn't have any questions for him. They just wanted him gone. We don't care where you go, just go. And what do? We preach Christ crucified. The cross, the empty cross, the one that was full and then was emptied on Good Friday. And then he was seen again on Easter Sunday, alive and able to do as he said he was going to do. He said he'd be back. He said he would come back in 3 days, and he did. So the Jews have still got a problem with this. It's still a stumbling block for them. The crucifixion was a stumbling block. The fact that he came back alive really made them stumble. The Greeks, they wanted wisdom. They wanted it to make sense. Christianity doesn't make sense. Why would you put your God on the cross? Why would you put him in a place where he's going to be tortured and then crucified and then die publicly? Why would you do that? Why would you do a thing like that? Doesn't make any sense. This is 2,000 years later. Have things changed for the church? I don't know. Think about it for a minute. There are those who seek understanding, but they want it a different way. The Jews, they wanted signs. Some of these operations that we have today, I don't know what they want. They want to do it entirely different. They don't look at us as making any sense at all. We're doing this thing with crucifixion and resurrection because it involves admitting to sin. And sin's not one of their things. They don't want to talk about sin. They don't want to talk about confession. They don't want to talk about forgiveness because those things interfere with where they're at. So the church hasn't changed. You know, the situation had changed in 2,000 years. The church is still a thorn in the side of people who claim to be, in some cases, religious. As far as those that want wisdom, we're not any smarter than we were 2,000 years ago. We don't have any better answers than we had then. We say, believe in Jesus. He's God. He can forgive our sins. He gives us hope. He gives us a chance. He will bring us to himself, and we will be his. But we got to start here. We have to start believing here. And that's not always real popular with a lot of these religious outfits either. It's believe in them and their situation and their way of doing things. But there's not much room for Jesus of Nazareth. He's kind of on the side. Well, he's okay, but not really. Kind of the way the Jews looked at him. He was probably a prophet. He was probably a teacher, but he wasn't God. And of course, these other operations don't need what he stands for anyway, because they don't really need God. They're having a good time without him. So what's same? Paul was trying to define the church at his time for those that were around it, living with both the groups that he worked with, the ones who understood, the ones that believed, and the major groups that they intersected with, the Jews and the Greeks. He said, all of them have a chance. All of them can come to believe. All of them can be forgiven, but they have to understand what's going on. They have to receive it. They have to make sure they take it, and they can't get anywhere by denying it. It won't do them any good whatsoever. So Paul is sitting there and trying to make them understand what the benefit is. Go consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many of you were powerful. Not many of you were of noble birth. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. Chose what is low and despised, even those things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that humans might boast in the presence of God. We don't do the things necessarily that the world accepts. Jesus didn't do the things that the world accepted at all at that time. He got himself crucified because he kept maintaining he was God, he could forgive sins, and he was there to direct people back to God, trying to get them to understand what it was that he was doing. Only what he was. No additions, no deletions. Just believe in him and he will get you forgiveness of your sins. They had the same problem then as we have now. A lot of people don't want to talk about sin. Because if you talk about sin, that says somehow you're not as good as you thought you were. Maybe you're not good at all. Maybe you need to be forgiven. But if you don't believe in sin, then you don't need forgiveness. And that's the problem that was then, the problem now. So what are we doing? We're still preaching Jesus died and resurrected. We're preaching him on a cross. We're preaching him surviving the Good Friday situation, coming to life back on Easter Sunday, that he died for us, that he was resurrected, that we might have confidence in what he says, that we might believe in what he says, and that we might receive our forgiveness and our eternal life. So things were bad in the first century as far as the church was concerned. There wasn't much acceptance of what Paul was teaching. There's still not a whole lot of acceptance of what we teach. We teach the same thing Paul did, and we get the same reception he did. May God strengthen us in our trials to attempt to educate the world at this time that Jesus crucified is what we're all about, and that makes the difference between us and the people who refuse to believe. Go in peace in the forgiveness of his blood and sacrifice. Amen.